the great Benji Marshall, who we love so much here at Triple M. Let's get him on. 346 NRL games, 30-plus for his country, a World Cup, a premiership, and we do love him at Triple M. Benji Marshall, good to get you on board, mate.
Oh, mate, what a pleasure. The pleasure is mine, Maroon, because we have the best radio personality on radio at the moment, and yourself, Maroon. It's great. Good to be with you, Jimmy.
Good to hear your voice yet again.
Oh, how good is it? Seriously.
But, mate, just before we go any further, Benj, I just want to tell you, mate, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, now you finish playing footy, you'll just roll back into Sydney. Mate, there is no way you're coming to work at Triple M. So get that in your head before we go any further.
You know what I love about that is they obviously haven't told you yet, have they? About your job. Have they told you or no?
Oh, no, they've told me. Oh, mate, I went in there.
Have that combo off here, because from what I heard, I was taking your job.
You could never.
Anyway, back to present times, Benji. How are you feeling? How's the news taken in? How's it feel to be a former NRL player now?
Yeah, it was... it's quite strange, actually. Obviously, there's a lot of unknowns when you know, I've played for 19 years. So for longer than half my life, it's been set out for me where I knew where training, I had to be at training. I knew where I had to be for games and that. And now it's come to the point where I'm going to have to sort that out for myself a bit now, which is quite daunting and quite scary. But, the last couple of days have been really, 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 really good for me. I mean, the amount of support I've gotten from the general public, the rugby league world, friends and family, players that I used to play with, it's been quite overwhelming. And, I knew I had an effect on people within the game, but not to the extent that a lot of people have given me messages for, and I haven't been able to reply to everyone yet, but it's been phenomenal. And, I'm really stoked with the way it's all ended for me.
Yeah, Benji, to be honest, mate, I'm not surprised. I know you're very humble and you wouldn't want to admit it, but mate, there's a reason why so many people reach out to you and want to congratulate you on the career and say thanks to you for the impact that you had on them. But can you just talk us through when you made the decision? Obviously, you know, I've been, you know, working closely with you, and I know on the weekly show you get asked quite a lot, but just when did you actually nail the decision and confirm it? And obviously I think there was a couple of offers from a few teams for next season, but when was that decision in concrete?
Yeah, it was actually after the game. I was having a good think about it, and I thought, you know what, I'll just get through the next couple of days, have a good time with the boys, and a couple of big nights with the boys. And then got home on Tuesday morning and just sat down with my wife and had a good conversation. And I just said to her, you know what, I think it's time. I know I can play on if I wanted to, but you know what, I think just the timing of everything, how good this year has been for me, and also like where I thought my legacy would sit at the end of the season. Even though we did lose the grand final, I don't think there would be a higher note for me to go out on. So it just felt like the right time. And once I sort of made that decision, I cried for about 4 hours on and off. But after that, you know, I actually had a sense of relief and a sense of excitement about what was going to be next, because I hadn't delved into that world, and I hadn't thought about planning what would happen after properly. And, a lot of things have happened since then. I'm just really excited about what's going to happen next.
Hey, mate, listen, you can't kid a kidder. We know the story of last year. You know that we all know that you weren't really waiting till January, making all these phone calls, not getting these deals through. It was just to dodge the preseason. I think that's coming again. I think this is all just a ploy to dodge the preseason. We'll see you, mate, in some colours come February, lining up the return, the U-turn will happen. But in all seriousness, mate, you spoke about, you know, leaving in the grand final, leaving on a team that's winning, playing good football. Just how important have the last sort of 10, 11 months been for you, finishing off your career at South Sydney?
Well, I'll put it this way, Jimmy. I think if I didn't get this opportunity to play at South Sydney, where we had 22 wins out of 27 games this season, which is a phenomenal season in any team's history, you know, so... For me to be a part of that and be able to contribute to the team in a different way, obviously coming off the bench and playing a lot of different positions, but still have an impact on the side. And not only that, like have a really good feeling about the way I finish. You know, if I had to finish on the way it sort of finished at the Tigers, I don't think it would have been the same as what it feels like now. So, those are all things that just contributed to me making that decision. And it's sitting okay with me at the moment. I reckon the challenge is going to be when the footy starts again and players are running out and I'm not running out where it's probably going to hurt the most.
Mm. Hey, Benji, when you look back at that career, you said 19 seasons, and it was only a couple of seasons in when the world was still getting to know you when you played in that grand final. And then, of course, your last game was a grand final. What was more nerve-wracking, that first one when you're a kid or that last one when you knew you're on the verge of retirement?
Yeah, I had no nerves at all going into the grand final just gone, to be honest with you, Maroon. I really felt we had a really good trust within the way we'd played, and a good trust within our system that we could get the job done. And, you know, Penrith played this amazing game where we wanted to actually do that to them, have repeat sets, have a lot of footy, control the field position. And, you know, I just felt like we're coming out of our own half of the whole game and we're on the back foot. And to our credit, like at the end of the game, if you looked at how much possession and territory we had, like we had no right to be throwing punches at the end of the game to still be in it. So really proud of the boys for that. But yeah, the nerves were, they just weren't there for me this game. And, I think when I was 2005, I was just a kid and I was, you know, I don't want to say the word, but my pants, you know what I mean? Like it was really nerve-wracking, but no, I felt pretty good this time around, really.
Yeah, Benji, just reflecting on a few other things, no doubt you will have looked back at your career, but, you know, a lot gets made of your NRL career. Can you tell us about the international scene as well? Obviously, a proud Kiwi winning the World Cup in 2008, and I think a Four Nations along the way as well. Can you just tell us what it meant to perform the haka and wear that black and white jersey?
Oh, yeah, let me start by saying I played Australian schoolboys coming out of school. In New Zealand, they didn't know who I was, and to stand there and have the New Zealand team perform the haka to me just didn't feel right. And then I actually got asked to make a decision whether I want to play for Queensland or do I want to play for New Zealand. And for me, that was the easiest decision ever, because representing New Zealand was the greatest achievement for me that I reckon I could have ever done. And to be able to go on and play 31 tests, and I captained New Zealand, I think, for 25 of them, won a World Cup, won a Four Nations. And, I think one of the proudest moments was where I didn't play for a few years and I came back in 2019 and made a comeback to the Kiwis against Tonga. And it was so emotional, because that's how much playing for New Zealand meant to me. And yeah, they're some of the happiest times of my life, mate, playing for your country. And things you'll never forget. So I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, you should be proud as well, mate. You always wore that country shirt with honour and with pride. Now, I can remember watching you come back and seeing the emotion on you. So, credit to you, and just goes to show just what it meant to you. Mate, just looking forward, and yeah, just want to get a bit of advice. You are an icon player. I know you don't like to admit it, but you really, really are. And no doubt there's kids still aspiring to be the next Benji Marshall. What advice would you give to them or the parents on how to become such a sidestepping genius that you were or that are?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't reckon it's the word icon's the right word. I reckon it's more like a hope that, where I come from as a kid, there was kids who were turning up in gangs, doing the wrong thing and could have went down the wrong path. I reckon what I've been able to achieve maybe is giving kids a bit of hope that if they work hard and they do the right things, they could end up having the career that I've had. But it comes down to a couple of things. I reckon you got to surround yourself with the right people, be prepared to work hard and be the hardest working player in your team, and prepared to sacrifice a lot to live your dream, because at the end of the day, you know, the rewards you get from it have been phenomenal. And I've had to sacrifice a lot of my teenage life of doing what most teenagers were doing, and then adult life of being able to do what your friends are doing. So if you want your dream enough, you just got to go out and get it. And if you work hard, you know, anything can happen. So I feel like I've been able to achieve that off the back of that. And I've been really lucky.
Hey, Benji, I was interested there to hear your take on the grand final, because it hasn't quite been a week that's passed. As a rugby league fan, obviously a Rabbitohs fan, us Rabbitohs fans, maybe it's the same with all rugby league fans. I have to say, with all honesty, sometimes we'll find someone to blame, the ref, or something could have gone our way, but didn't get a decent rub of the green. But I think you summed it up perfectly there. You know, I think it was just a great game that the Rabbitohs just didn't win.
Yeah, it was actually a great game for probably the people watching. You know, when you're on the losing end, it can be quite tough. But you know, when you lose, or your team loses, it's human nature to try and find an excuse or try and find a reason. you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you have to just say on the day that Penrith were better than us. Mm. And they were, and they outplayed us. And like I said to you, we had a chance to come back and tie that game, if not have a chance at winning it. So, yeah, we had our opportunities and we just didn't take them. But full credit to them because, you know, grand finals, you got to go out and win it. And they certainly did that.
Well, mate, the question everyone is going to ask you now, and this is the one that you're going to get sick of, so I'm going to throw it in nice and early. Where to now, mate? Coaching, media, a little bit of both, a little bit of time off. Where to now?
Yeah, well, I've agreed to work at Fox Sports for the next 2 years on TV, so that'll be a good way to keep my foot in the door with the game and still have a bit of input and a bit of analysis sort of stuff. Not on as much money as Jimmy Graham there, but yeah, that's another story. But yeah, I am looking forward to doing some coaching, Maroon, because, you know, I think the thing I'm going to miss the most is at the end of playing, I think the thing I'm always going to be searching for is a bit of fulfillment. And I mean this with no disrespect, like working in the media, there's no outcome at the end of the season, what I've been used to, or there's no like prize. You know, it's going to work and just giving your analysis where, I think with coaching, you're making people better. You're doing something you love, and you're doing things that, at the end of the day, if you end up becoming an assistant or a head coach, there's still an outcome and a goal, which I've been used to for most of my life. So I think I do want to do a bit of coaching. To what capacity, I'm not sure at the moment. But what I do know is for the next few weeks, I'm going to enjoy the family time, have a bit of a holiday, hopefully get back to Sydney fully vaccinated with our friends and family, and spend some time with loved ones that we've missed throughout this whole period.
Hey Benji, just on the coaching role or the potential coaching role, is there a club in mind that you'd like to work for or work at?
I'm open to anything at the moment. I don't really know, Jimmy, yet whether I'm sold on straight into full time coaching or do a bit of consultancy or working with halves or development. But I have done the development stuff before with juniors at clubs, and I do enjoy working with the kids, teaching them the basics, which I think I'm really good at teaching. So I don't know. It's just I'll weigh up everything in a couple of weeks and see what sort of offers there are around and try and do something. But I am looking forward to working in the media as well. I mean, I love working at Fox Sports, half the reason because you're there. But, you know, it's a great company to work for. I just enjoy it, mate. So as long as I'm involved with the game in some capacity, I'll be happy as well.
Yeah, Tuesdays have never been the same without you, Matt. I actually get to eat some chicken. You don't get in there first and have all the good stuff, mate. So I'll be hopefully looking forward to sharing some of that chicken with you again on those Tuesday evenings, mate. It'd be great.
I look forward to it, buddy.
Good on you, Benj. Hey, have fun with the family, mate. And we look forward to seeing you on Fox and a Triple M in 2022.
Hey, listen, Maroon, listen. Thank you, mate. You know, I'm always joking about you, but you are one of the greatest on radio, buddy.
I tell you what, mate, we'll settle this next year, Benj. But, mate, you deserve to have some time off, and we will definitely see you in Triple M.
All right, fellas. Thanks, boys.